Gadget Boy and Kid Fantastic. Story by George Ivanoff. Illustrated by Melissa Webb. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now turn to page 4. Chapter 1. The International Superhero Conference.
Welcome to the International Superhero Conference, said the woman on stage.
Gadget Boy looked around the auditorium. He had never seen so many superheroes and their sidekicks in the same room before. He saw Electric Grandma and Wolf Boy, and Dr. Detective and Teen Agent.
Over the next two days,
continued the woman,
we will share our crime-fighting methods and compare our superpowers.
Suddenly, there was a loud pop, and the woman disappeared. Gadget Boy was impressed.
What a cool superpower,
he said to Roboman. Gadget Boy was Roboman's sidekick. Roboman looked worried.
Disappearing isn't one of Organizer Lady's superpowers,
he said. Gadget Boy looked worried too.
Where's Organizer Lady?
Asked Hyperwoman as she walked through the door of the auditorium.
I thought the conference had started.
Hyperwoman was always late. Suddenly, there was another pop, and Hyperwoman disappeared too. Just then, Kid Fantastic ran through the door shouting,
You forgot this!
He was holding up a conference badge with superhero on it. His badge said, Sidekick. Chapter 2. Pop, pop, pop. Pop, pop, pop. Roboman and Gadget Boy looked around. More superheroes were disappearing.
What's going on?
Asked Electric Grandma.
I have no idea,
replied Roboman. People jumped out of their seats as even more superheroes disappeared.
Pop, 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 pop. Pop, 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 pop.
It sounds like we're in a giant popcorn maker,
laughed Kid Fantastic. Pop! Electric Grandma disappeared. Pop! Roboman disappeared. Gadget Boy and Kid Fantastic stared at each other. All of the superheroes had disappeared. Only the sidekicks were left. Most of the sidekicks didn't know what to do without their superheroes.
Now what?
Asked Gadget Boy.
We need to get organized,
said Kid Fantastic. Gadget Boy didn't understand what Kid Fantastic was saying.
Shouldn't we look for the superheroes?
He asked him. Kid Fantastic pushed past Gadget Boy and headed for the stage.
There are more important things to do first,
he shouted.
Okay, listen up, sidekicks,
he shouted into the microphone. The sidekicks looked up at him.
Our superheroes have disappeared,
he began.
But that's no reason to panic. It's our turn to be in the spotlight now. We don't need the superheroes. There are cities out there that need protecting.
Chapter 3. The Tracking Device. Gadget Boy knew that something wasn't right. He took the tracking device from his belt. Roboman had a similar device so they could always find each other. Gadget Boy's tracking device began to beep. Something was very odd. The tracking device said that Roboman was still in the room. It said he was on the stage. Gadget Boy walked towards the stage. The beeping grew louder and faster. He jumped onto the stage using his spring-loaded boots.
G- get off the stage!
Shouted Kid Fantastic.
I'm trying to find Roboman,
replied Gadget Boy. He pointed to his tracking device. It was beeping louder and faster.
I don't understand. My tracking device is saying that Roboman is in that box on your belt.
Kid Fantastic ran off the stage. But before he could escape, Stretchy Girl stuck out one of her long, stretchy legs and tripped him up. Chapter 4. Saving All the Superheroes. Gadget Boy jumped over to Kid Fantastic. He grabbed the box on Kid Fantastic's belt.
Don't touch the box!
Yelled Kid Fantastic. Gadget Boy looked at the controls.
Gadgets are my special power,
he said, pressing the green button. Suddenly, the room was filled with popping sounds. Within seconds, all of the superheroes were back.
What happened?
Asked Roboman. Gadget Boy held out the box.
Kid Fantastic used this gadget to trap all the superheroes. It's a computer, and you were all stored in the hard drive.
Gadget Boy took off Roboman's superhero conference badge. He turned it over and held it up to all the superheroes. A red light was flashing on the back of it.
The hard drive trapped everyone who was wearing a superhero conference badge.
But why? Asked Hyperwoman.
I'm sick of being a sidekick,
shouted Kid Fantastic.
I wanted to be a superhero, and I wanted all the other sidekicks to be superheroes too.
Some of us are happy being sidekicks,
smiled Gadget Boy.
Well done, Gadget Boy,
said Roboman.
It looks like you have saved the day again.